From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. BP and federal experts are studying some ambiguous test results from the blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Richard Harris says the goal is to determine whether it's safe to leave the well closed.
The pressure inside the well is lower than officials had hoped when they closed the valves that stopped the flow of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. The question is why? One possibility is that the well has spewed out so much oil already that it simply lost some of its oomph. The other possibility is there's a slow leak somewhere, and a leak would be bad news. So scientists are going out to collect more data to see if they can figure out what's really going on. They'd like to leave the valves closed, but not if that comes at the expense of doing irreversible damage to the well. Leaks would make it harder to plug the well permanently with cement. If they open the valves to play it safe, though, more oil will gush into the Gulf for a matter of hours, if not days. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has deployed the California National Guard as part of a federal operation to address drug trafficking and illegal immigration. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has the story.
Governor Schwarzenegger's action supports the Obama administration's plan to have 1,200 National Guard troops help with protecting the southern border. California has a significant number of personnel who are qualified to carry out specific duties needed at the border, including serving as customs and immigration agents. A California Guard spokesman says as many as 260 soldiers and airmen, all volunteers, will be on duty at the border by October 1st. The deployment comes in the wake of a controversial debate over an Arizona law that directs law enforcement officers to conduct immigration checks when they suspect possible violations. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Crews in Southern California are battling at least two fires touched off by lightning after putting out nearly 20 others. Riverside County Fire Captain Fernando Herrera says one blaze that prompted evacuations near the city of Hemet is now contained.
Concentrating our aircraft and our helicopters very heavily on that area, and we're starting to make a very good, efficient knockdown on that particular flare-up.
Another blaze near Hemet is said to be 30% contained after scorching almost 650 acres. A series of storms have moved in and out of Southern California in the past few days in the midst of a heat wave. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will not stop the U.S. government from releasing a Guantanamo Bay prisoner to Algeria. He's been at Guantanamo Bay since 2002 after being captured in Pakistan. The detainee says he is afraid that he'll be tortured by the Algerian government or militants if released. But the U.S. says it has assurances that that won't happen. U.S. stocks tumbled on Friday in response to disappointing economic reports. The Dow Industrial's down 2.5%. The Nasdaq lost 3%. This is NPR News. Australia's Prime Minister Julia Gillard says the country will hold a national election on August 21st. She became Australia's first female premier only 3 weeks ago after a dispute within the ruling Labour Party forced Kevin Rudd out of power. Gillard must now defend her positions on the economy, climate change, and other issues. Polls indicate she's in a tight race against Conservative opposition leader Tony Abbott. Spanish cyclist Joaquin Rodriguez is the Stage 12 winner of the Tour de France. As Eleanor Beardsley reports, Rodriguez took a furious last-minute ride past fellow Spaniard Alberto Contador.
The searing heat in southern France made the day's 130-mile ride particularly grueling. Plus, riders had to contend with a heart-pounding finish up the Côte de la Croix with a 10% gradient. The day's ride was marked by an 18-man breakaway. That group started to splinter with 30 miles remaining. Then, in the last few kilometers, Contador and Rodriguez powered forward to battle it out for the stage win. Contador led Rodriguez into the final kilometer before ceding the front in the final moments. Andy Schleck of Luxembourg, who finished fifth Friday, kept the yellow jersey and is overall leader of the race. Contador is in second place. Levi Leipheimer of Team Radio Shack is in sixth place, 4 minutes behind Schleck. Lance Armstrong has said he will try to help teammate Leipheimer make it onto the winner's podium in Paris. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
A former fugitive dubbed the Barefoot Bandit is heading back to Washington State from the Bahamas. 19-year-old Colton Harris Moore faces federal charges linked to dozens of burglaries and other crimes in 9 states. He allegedly committed some of the crimes while not wearing shoes. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News from Washington.